Welcome to Chapter 51, Myra Biblewit. This chapter is like none other, because I'm going to introduce you to a person that has had an impact, directly or indirectly, on every single female on the planet Earth. Not only that, but I'm guessing that 99.9% of the people out there have never heard of her. But they will now. Let me start this chapter by introducing you to Myra Biblewit. Myra is the president of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation out of New York City. I first met Myra in March of 2012, and over the years, I've got to observe her tireless energy and amazing results. And eventually, maybe the best thing of all for me personally, I got to call her friend. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation was founded by the Estee Lauder family
when Mrs. Lauder died.
And Myra took over as president in replacing her. Under Myra's leadership, over these past 20 years, hundreds of millions of dollars have been raised and distributed to researchers around the world, resulting in millions of lives being saved, millions of lives being prolonged, and a whole new generation of young women having to look forward to a happier, more hopeful future, a future that where breast cancer will not play the same dominant role it had played in the past. Myra is one of those few people in life that when you meet them for the first time, you know that there is something special. When I first met Myra, the first thing that struck me was how small she was. She's a petite, attractive lady that had an incredibly endearing charm about her, I guess is the best way I could put it. You knew that this person was special, the way she carried herself and the way that other people around her interacted with her. As time went on, I got to see Myra not only as a premier fundraiser, relentless would be a good word, but I also got to see her management skills. And to me, one of the most important management skills a person can have is the ability to surround themselves with quality people. And over the years, Myra has succeeded in that particular endeavor. I'm going to share with you a personal story that highlights that very same fact. And this is a story that I will never forget, my family will never forget, and I kind of think you, the listener, will never forget. A few years back, my granddaughter was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer at 20 years old. She lives in Michigan, and my daughter took her to the University of Michigan doctors and people out there, and they really, there wasn't much they could do. So they tried to enter into a program, clinical study or what have you, at Sloan Kettering, which is one of the top cancer facilities in the world. I got a call one day from my daughter saying that they had tried to get my granddaughter admitted into one of their programs, but there were no openings. So I took it upon myself to reach out to Lisa Reese, who is Myra's chief financial officer. I merely told her, you know, the situation, just to have a conversation. I knew that they had some contacts, but I really didn't ask them. I just was frustrated and decided just to share that with them in the hopes that, you know, maybe something good could come from it. Anyway, about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes later, I get a call from Lisa telling me that my granddaughter was pre-admitted to Sloan Kettering. I didn't know what to say. A thank you was certainly not adequate. As it turns out, she never got to go there. It was kind of too late. But when I called Lisa back to thank her, I'll never forget what she said. "You don't have to thank me. We're family." An important part of the story I just related is that my family, we have been donating since March of 2012, but we are not a major donor. We're not even in the top half. So what they did wasn't done out of, you know, a donor incentive type of deal. It was one family helping another. As we all know, organizations, teams, whatever, are really a reflection of their leader. And this story is a reflection of the BCRF leader, Myra Bibowit. In closing, this has been a very cathartic experience for me. It has given me an opportunity, finally, to share a story, my family's story, about my experience with BCRF, Lisa Risi, and Myra Bibowit. Too often, good experiences go left unsaid. So this has made me very happy to share this with everybody. Thank you. Up next, a legacy is born.